This is Kevin Harlan. This Friday, the NBA on Prime crew and I are back with another exciting Emirates NBA Cup doubleheader. First, Bam Adebayo and the Heat take on Jalen Brunson and the Knicks. Then, Steph Curry and the Warriors square off against Wemby and the Spurs. If you're not a Prime member, just sign up for a free 30-day trial. Heat Knicks, Warriors Spurs. Coverage starts Friday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern, only on Prime. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
Du bist ein Raider, der sich unter der Erde niedergelassen hat. Doch jetzt musst du an die Oberfläche zurückkehren. Dorthin, wo die Ark-Maschinen umherstreifen. Wenn du mutig genug bist, wer weiß, was du da oben findest. Ark Raiders. Ein Multiplayer-Extraction-Abenteuer-Videospiel. Jetzt erhältlich für PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X und S sowie PC.
Will they find a home? Sponsored by Geico. Steve is intrigued by the paranormal.
Otherworldly spirits really make a house a home, you know?
Janice has different taste.
I'd like my house to not be haunted.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle home and car insurance with Geico. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Steve and Janice found a renovated Victorian that's only haunted from 9 to 5.
Okay, wife's home. Y'all gotta bounce.
Bye, Steve.
Bundling without compromise at Geico.com.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On the big show today, NFL correspondent Kostaki Economopoulos. You'll hear that coming up right after this.
High five myself, no friends.
If you missed something yesterday, maybe you'll hear it now. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
I'm very excited. First of all.
About what?
About this great music from Duke Tomato.
This is good stuff.
Thank you, Duke. Duke Tomato and the Power Trio are making arrangements for the boys to come back.
Oh, good.
That's right.
Okay.
What sort of hoops are they going to have to jump through this time?
Oh, it's complicated.
I can't imagine. Well, yeah, I can imagine. Yeah. You wanted to put them in a semi the last time. Remember that?
Oh, that's right. You did. The trailer of a big truck.
Yeah. Yeah. We're making arrangements to bring back some live music.
And blow heat into it or something.
As the world gets back to fun times. In the meantime.
We should have a concert, Tom Stock. Yeah!
We should.
And have, all our favorite bands. We could have, of course, Donny Iris. Kostaki loves Donny Iris.
Of course he does.
I love this song. Is he a legend?
Tom Stock.
Kim Mitchell.
We could do...
Go for Soda? Heck yeah.
Let's see. We could do Kostock.
How about Kostock? Woodstocky Economopoulos.
I like it.
We're joined by comedian Kostaki Economopoulos.
You're in a new place.
Yeah, what is going on
there? Looks like you're in a corner.
I am. This is my mother-in-law's house in Florida.
Wow.
Look, we got trees and birds.
I heard some nagging in the background.
Does that help anything? Let me ask you this question.
Very helpful, yeah.
That's my
wife.
How many ways are you not good enough for her daughter? We'll wait.
She's actually a super cool lady and very helpful with the child, I must say. Which is nice.
Yeah. Okay, good. Well, good. Well, Kostaki Economopoulos, comedian.
Would she date Josh?
What?
Answer the God blessed question.
She's a little beyond your age range, Josh Arnold.
Well, there's no such thing. Age is just a number.
That's right.
All right.
Love is love.
Oh. Sure, give her a call. I'll put it in a word for you, Josh.
Josh is well known to be a thorough and generous lover.
That's right.
Is that right?
Yeah, that tongue doesn't just make jokes.
What kind of cologne did her late husband wear? That'll get me in. I'll walk by her in the store. What's that? In the bed
fruit? I believe it was just cigarettes, Josh.
Is that high karate?
You'd have to call Josh Daddy.
What brand of cigarettes does she smoke?
Oh, goodness. I don't know. I came along much later than that.
Oh, she doesn't smoke.
Right. Sorry to hear that. Well, we can get this ship upright, I think, with any luck. Kostaki, once again, reporting for duty. Kostaki Economopoulos, excellent comedian, a fine gentleman.
Yes.
And a father, a husband.
A Greek.
And
a Euro man aficionado. Who's,
whose gambling habits sent him to the poorhouse. That's correct. that last part's a lie. Kostaki is responsible for all pro lines, where great lines in comedy meet pro football.
Yes, and thank you for doing that, Kostaki. It's such a great thing. Has it been a year yet?
No, we started sort of mid-season, so it's been only about six,
about
seven 10, months.
12 months?
Okay. Yeah, right. Now, Kostaki, we got talking about the Dak Prescott contract, which led us down for some reason, a saxophone. Why did we get to saxophone?
Yakety Dak.
Yakety Dak. Got a big saxophone thing, which led to
that's exactly the laugh it deserves.
Discussion of a douche called Quest. Yeah. Which we found out
there's no douche called Quest.
It was a feminine hygiene product from the '50s. But
ask your mother-in-law about it. I'm sure she was.
Yeah. Good first date conversation for you, Josh.
Well, so what's the latest from the NFL?
Well, yeah, that's the big news, right? That story broke last night. Dak Prescott signed a huge deal with the Cowboys. Chick, what do you think? They didn't want to pay him because he was pricey and could get hurt or something. Then they wait till his ankle's completely shattered. Now they pay him the biggest contract ever. That's crazy, right?
Shadoobie. Yes, it is crazy. Be careful what you wish for. You've got it now, Cowboy fans. Good luck. And also, they don't have any money to sign anybody else. There's a bunch of.
No, it says here they have $12.50.
I think they're like, they have $2 million to spend or something.
I don't think it's that risky. Most doctors will tell you that a broken ankle is so much better than a sprained ankle.
Really?
Is that right? Yes,
really?
That it can heal. It'll heal way better. It'll be less susceptible to break again, whereas sprained ankles, it just becomes more and more susceptible to happen.
Sprained ankle could be chronic.
Yes, exactly.
Okay, all right.
Mm. Baby got back.
Yeah, baby.
Some power. Some power
that,
restored to Texas.
Baby got
because
back.
Of deregulation.
Oh, sorry.
Did he explain what's going on with Tom to Kostaki?
Oh, yeah, we might want to go over that.
Think you do need to do that.
Kostaki,
what's going on?
Tom got his second shot yesterday in the war.
Vaccine?
COVID.
Oh,
and,
that's great.
He contends, and I got my first shot. Chrissy's had hers.
I've had my first.
I'm far too young still.
Yeah, far too young. But Tom contends that his second shot has a side effect, and that is...
He's giddy.
High AF
all
this morning.
Morning.
And giddy.
Been
and
giddy all morning.
Yes,
shouting out stupid things like, baby got Dak. Yakety Dak, don't talk back.
You hear this? I mean, he's not playing.
Now, is this the excitement of perhaps a segue back to normal life?
No, it's just,
you mean
like
normalcy?
You mean normality. I don't know. I guess everyone has a different response to this, but this is the one I have.
Well, government microchips affect different people different ways.
Of course, yes. Josh, a conspiracy theorist.
Right.
Yeah, it was weird. Kostaki, earlier I tried to take a picture of my dad, and a QR code just popped up over his head. Yeah, could you believe that?
It's amazing.
Hello. Zingo. So, and we've arrived at this point in the show where
I'm feeling
amazing.
Good.
Yeah, good.
Yeah, we noticed.
Ready to go.
You're giggly?
Are you horny?
Are you horny? It's a fair question.
I know. I went out to the back deck and ripped one off.
What? This is amazing. I'm telling you.
This Tom
has to stay.
I can't do this anymore.
I don't care if it is the replacement, Tom. This one has...
Okay.
Leave the other one wherever he is.
You like this one.
Yeah, this one's fun.
Kostaki, I was saying this earlier. This is really good news with Dak Prescott getting all that money. They're going to put him in charge of the power grid in Texas.
That's right.
He can probably do a better job.
Anybody could, yeah.
Those things freeze. Okay.
Unexpected weather.
Unexpected. Happens every now and then.
That's why he's so pricey. Deregulation.
Okay.
That's what's happening down there.
All right. So,
way to go, comrade.
Man.
Please continue addressing the proletariat.
All right.
We're joined by Comrade Kostaki.
Hello.
Will they find a home? Sponsored by Geico. Jane doesn't mind an apartment with no elevator.
5 flights of stairs is 5 flights of cardio.
Bob is a little less enthusiastic about stairs.
I hate stairs.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle renters and car insurance with Geico. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Jane and Bob found an apartment that's a 4-story walk-up. And Bob?
Yeah, there's a freight elevator she doesn't know about.
What were you talking about?
Nothing.
Bundling without compromise at geico.com.
So if you'll have it, I brought along we talked a little bit about allergies recently. I brought along an Econo-monologue about allergies.
Okay. Oh. Now, do you suffer from them, Kostaki?
I'm allergic to cats.
Oh.
Okay. And mold, mm-hmm. and criticism. Criticism makes my eyes water. Now, I have two kids 10 years apart. So I've been asked, how has parenting changed over that decade, right? Mm-hmm. It's interesting. Their car seat's a little bit different. The stroller's a little bit different. The bibs now have a swoop that catches the food.
Mm-hmm.
Swoop, that's nice. Is. I don't know why it took us 100,000 years to come up with that. It's like the bib version of wheels on suitcases, I guess.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, you're correct.
By the way, why did that take? Wheels on suitcases is during my lifetime.
Right, exactly.
A heavy suitcase is such a nightmare. No one thought, like, is there a tool we could use? I don't know, maybe the first tool. Yeah. Nobody thought. You get off of a train, which has wheels, right? Yes. And you look at your suitcase, you're like, well, I guess I'll drag it. But the biggest change in the last 10 years is allergies. Because, the thinking is expose kids to things earlier, so they're less likely to become allergic, right? 10 years ago, we were keeping kids away from things. And we wound up with a toddler not knowing if she was allergic to peanuts, and her mother was freaking out, and the kids going to birthday parties. It was a problem, right? So this is true. One day, it was just me and the kid. We parked across the street from the emergency room, and we shared a peanut butter sandwich in the car.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay.
I watched her very closely, yes. And an hour later, I called mom, like, we're good. Oh, and it worked so well.
Yes.
We went back the next week with a shrimp cocktail and a jar of bees.
Right? Good idea.
Yes. All right. Don't open the jar until I get out of the car, honey. I know I'm not allergic to bees. This is for your safety.
I've already been tested.
That's right. My ex now refers to these trips in the custody battle as Exhibit B.
Oh, that's great. I wish that was a joke.
Okay. That's so funny. I do too. I like the idea of exposing kids to more things. We should let Keith Richards babysit the new kid, right? Like, this is about tempering the sword. This weekend with Keith is going to save her someday from COVID-36.
Yeah,
this
he's pickled.
He's pickled.
An allergy, or this is interesting to me. An allergy is something that only affects some people, right? Like, no one's allergic to hemlock or cyanide. Those are poisons.
Right.
Okay.
Right? So what percentage of people have to die from a thing? Where's the line between allergy and poison? Right. I think allergies just have a better PR man than poisons. Like, this is your problem, not ours. Lactose intolerance has always kind of landed funny on my ear. Like, this guy's intolerant of milk. When he sees milk, he crosses to the other side of the street. He's completely blocks the car doors. He won't let his kids drink milk. He thinks milk controls the banks. This guy's totally. His least favorite Sean Penn performance, Harvey Milk.
And he was intolerant to that for two reasons.
Yes, yeah, a couple strikes there. Yeah. You know why they say gluten free? Because without gluten, it's not worth paying for. That's why. Bee venom is a big allergy. We've been stealing their honey for years. Least they could do is kill one of us once in a while, right?
That's a fair trade.
Oh, right? Some people see the bees as terrorists. Maybe they haven't looked at the whole story. That's all I'm saying.
Okay.
All right, we'll close out on this little chunk. The most common food allergies, this is the big eight for food, right? Milk, eggs, wheat, peanuts, tree nuts, soy, fish, and shellfish.
Ah.
And if you mix all of those together, you get a peanut fish cake. which I believe is number 17 at the local Thai restaurant.
The peanut fish cake with some duck sauce is great.
Yeah, take your kid there.
Yeah, that's right. If your kid has a peanut allergy, don't go to Thailand. He's never going to make it out.
Okay, Kostaki Konomopoulos. Now, this is ordinarily a participatory segment in which you out there have an opportunity to discover what's happening at All Pro Lines and send us, perhaps you have a Dak Prescott hunk you'd like to pass
That's
along
right.
to Kostaki. You'll find All Pro Lines where, Kostaki?
Any of your favorite social media outlets, Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. We actually had one of my favorite contributors, Jeff Manniers, just direct message me a joke ready to go. Johnny Manziel is going to take a swing at professional golf. To be fair, his life is like Tiger's last drive, a total wreck. All right.
Yeah, I've already nicknamed him Johnny Golfball.
Love it.
I hope that takes off.
I like that.
Wish him the best. I'm not sure he should take up a sport where there's a 19th hole right there.
No,
I think next season, Kostaki, you should pick the All Pro Lines offensive and defensive lines of the year.
Oh yeah.
Oh.
And award, you know,
at the end of the season.
At the end of the season.
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
And all I want for that idea is a nickel a follower. That's all I want.
And how about this, Jake? One of those, yeah. You pick offensive or defensive line, could right. be they would be awarded
yeah.
the Chick McGee Trophy.
Well, no, the Kostaki Trophy.
Well, came up with this idea.
I don't want
this. Is your idea? You're like you're the Vince Lombardi of All Pro Lines.
What the hell's going on out there?
I can sew this all up perfectly.
Okay.
All right.
Next year, at the end of the season, you do the offensive line of the year, the defensive line of the year,
mm-hmm.
and
mm-hmm.
Chick will send them a pair of his shoes because Chick has many, many dozens of shoes. He doesn't need them all anymore.
This is a great idea.
And
that's
that way,
like 14 pairs of shoes, Tom.
Autographed.
Give or take.
What do you mean?
For the people on the offensive and defensive line, there's like seven, give or take.
Oh, you're giving... Oh, I thought it was just one.
I thought it was the best line.
The best just line of the year. You want to do... Oh, so you want
like
to do...
the best joke.
Each player should get
that's a great... Kostaki, now you've got 17 pairs of shoes to give away. Wait a minute, 18.
I apologize. I started this inadvertently.
We should have known he's high as a kite.
Yep. Oh, yeah.
Giving away our stuff.
How many pairs of shoes do you have in your closet right now?
Right now in my closet?
Yeah.
About two deep, and I can't see the floor.
Okay.
Yeah, so it's
is that 200?
So I need to...
what size are they?
12s. I need to make a purge. But I don't know anybody who wears a size 12. I have no idea.
I do.
Willie, you do?
Like everybody in that room
does. Everyone wears
a
size 12, yeah.
I wouldn't want to wear any of your shoes.
Like stuff.
You got to bring some to work.
Some shoes I'm an 11 and a half. So I've got a slightly tinier wiener than you
have. I've hooked Willie up. Willie's been hooked up by the chicks.
What size are your shoes, Kostaki?
10 and a half, 11.
Pat?
You know.
Are we in single digits?
11.
Really?
Yeah. I thought they were 10.
Are we in single digits? Is that what you said to Pat?
5'8".
Oh, my God.
Are we in single digits? Gary Valentine's in it. He has a
You're
size
mean.
9. Remember that morning? Okay, sorry.
I'm a mean man.
Okay. Kostaki, let's get this up and running for next season.
Let's do it.
Sounds good.
Let's
Great
do
stuff,
it.
Man.
And Chicks,
love that.
Close
Chicks,
on one
Chicks
more
agreed
football
to donate
joke.
The shoes. Remember, we got this all on tape.
Loved the Econo monologue today, man.
I did. I don't.
Oh, thanks, buddy.
Thank you,
thanks,
sir.
Man.
Okay.
We'll get out on a football joke. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, you got one? Go.
Go.
One quick. Baker Mayfield said he saw a UFO this week. Nah, dude. That's just what a tight spiral looks like. Good night, everybody.
Oh! He's had a good thriller.
Not familiar with that.
Not a great technical quarterback.
It's been a rough year.
Yeah, foreign object to him.
Dear.
I don't know why I love that so much.
He really tends to throw a loose wobbler.
Thank you, Kostaki.
Wounded duck.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
Michael Rosenbaum and Tom Welling take you behind the scenes of one of the greatest shows of all time.
Their ultimate rewatch podcast. We're in the midst of season 7. And
Hold on. Obviously, we had a very successful television show for 10 years. That was Superman-based.
But we had to make everyone believe that you were Clark.
I gotta be honest, I was surprised at the end of this episode that I wasn't.
I was too!
Talkville, the Smallville rewatch podcast.
I'm not sure I knew when I was filming it that I was not me.
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.